Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday morning, November 24th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, one economist sees the bull market continuing and protecting yourself after a data breach. Last week, stocks rose to new record levels, and some folks around Wall Street are waiting for the bottom to drop out. But University of Maryland business professor and economist Peter Morisi believes this bull market has a lot more room to run. He says a lot of European and Japanese money is coming into the U.S. market.
Even official money from Japan, the Japanese pension fund is now buying U.S. stocks directly. That's got to put a lot of push in the stock market. It's sort of like QE3 squared.
At the same time, digital technologies are making it easier for companies to create competitive enterprises more quickly and with less capital.
American companies today, companies in all the advanced countries, use capital much more efficiently, which means they need less of it. As a consequence, there's more capital chasing investment opportunities.
In fact, he believes that the S&P 500, which was trading over 2050 last week, could get to 2,500 over the next 3 years.
If it gets there too quickly, it's begging for a correction. And that doesn't mean we can't have a correction along the way or an American recession.
Again, that's University of Maryland economist Peter Morisi. As we continue, avoiding fraud after a data breach.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
One of the new certainties in life is that you will become a victim of a data breach. But Credit.com's Adam Levin has some tips to make sure that you also don't become a victim of fraud.
Data breaches are such a pain. Through no fault of your own, you're now vulnerable, and a stranger might have access to your personal information. So after it happens, be proactive and consider taking these simple steps to help protect yourself. If the website of an organization or service you use says it was attacked, immediately change your password and make sure it's long and strong. In general, it's a good idea to regularly update your passwords anyway, even if there is no data breach that's prompting the change. However, make sure you change your email password first, as your email account may have been vulnerable to attack, and you don't need a hacker hovering over your cyber shoulder watching the confirmations of all password changes on every other website in your universe. If a service offers two-factor authentication, use it. That way it won't matter if someone steals your password, because it's much less likely they'll be able to log into the account. This isn't bulletproof, but it strengthens account security and makes you a harder target. Make sure to monitor your credit. A sudden drop in your score may be a sign that your credit accounts have been compromised or someone's obtaining new credit in your name. Companies suffering data breaches often offer customers free credit monitoring. Take advantage of it, but keep in mind that your risk doesn't expire when the promotional service does. Check your bank and credit card accounts daily. It might sound like a time sink, but it really isn't. Even logging into your bank accounts isn't that taxing, because if you do it every day, you'll only have a few new transactions to review. Plus, mobile apps make it even easier. Also, your bank probably offers free alerts when there's activity in your account, so you can passively monitor your transactions by text alerts as well. Lastly, in the event your Social Security number is compromised, you should put a fraud alert on your credit reports with the three major credit reporting agencies, and you may want to go as far as putting a freeze on your credit so that no one can apply for loans or credit cards in your name. I'm Adam Levin of Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.